Ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's a little loud. Welcome to another episode of the motherfucking Trump Words Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. Oh, everybody want to know who that is, right?
Who's
fan
that?
Fan favorite.
Eddie for likes.
Hey.
Oh, wow. I
get
the horn. Okay, all right. I like it.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope everybody's good to go. You know how we start this show. We start this show by introducing everybody in the room. I am your humble host, brother man from the fifth floor, Mr. Sober October.
Bullshit.
We'll see how long it lasts.
All right, everybody, put the time on right now.
My thing is this. Don't not drink, and then you get halfway or to the end of the month and then drink. Then you just waste it.
Is it though? I mean, look, it's all
about Halloween, yo.
It's all about the cleansing, bro.
Yeah, I have an annual field trip.
What's it? During COVID?
It's open.
Yo, yeah, it is. I went last week.
I guess everybody got a mask on.
Yeah. Mask on top of mask.
Yo, they probably passing out in there. Golly. I mean, then you got that little mouth hole. Pause, right? No,
That's all you got
is a little mouth hole.
Pause.
Anybody had to put one of the masks on, the little rubber mask?
No, I wore my regular mask.
What's that?
My regular mask.
What's a regular mask? I'm talking about like for Halloween, like when you was a kid.
Oh.
You know, I'm talking about like the...
I had the plastic face one.
Mm-hmm. You seen the video I sent earlier, like Michael Myers.
Yo, that shit was funny, yo. Every year that shit come out, I laugh at that.
Oh,
shit.
It's funny.
Every single year.
But yeah, but none of y'all know. What is everybody plans for Halloween? Anybody doing anything?
I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to turn up. Have my Casamigos in hand and be outside somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Halloween party in my house.
Oh, shit.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, speaking of scary niggas, next up, we got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
Now I'm scary?
Right. A.k.a.
I'd be a scary nigga now.
Why can't you? Sometimes you're a little scary. Listen. You know, the silent scary ones.
Bring me back in.
We got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby.
A.k.a.
World Dominathan.
A.k.a.
Nate the Great.
Oh, okay. Okay. Speaking of another scary ass nigga, we got Average Jimmy, a.k.a.
I Don't Do Sober October.
A.k.a.
Your favorite podcaster.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Why?
Because my niece fucked.
Oh, damn. So we are missing grown mans. He's out and about, but, you know, we going to still show some love. So shout out to grown mans. But we got another special guest. He's back again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We got Eddie for Likes, a.k.a.
Eddie Tate.
A.k.a.
Mr. Stand-In.
Oh, a.k.a.
I'm going to wrap it up.
Oh, you sure?
Let's hope so.
Oh, man. How's everybody been?
One week in.
We here.
Y'all here?
Yeah.
Let's sound a little down. You all right?
Not down, just like,
Come on, man. Like, we got turned up. It's the podcast day. Like, we about to get excited. It's a Super Bowl.
Start drinking,
It's the energy. It's the energy, bro.
I just want to let everybody know.
It's the energy.
He said that at 9:22.
I did not sip on anything.
I said 5 minutes.
Yeah, you reaching for the
bottle.
I was like, that's a good word.
Just for everybody, I did.
Put some people at peace.
I did not open the bottle, but the energy, like I said, it felt like people needed some shots.
Do it.
But you know what we do, right? We start the show off with a shot.
What you taking a shot of?
Shot of
Wish.
I'm gonna take I got some water right here. Take some water. Go. All right. So I'll take a shot for a good show, everybody. Oh,
no, put that cup down. You can't
even
put
that
up, yeah.
Yeah, you missed out.
I left that. I was gonna drink mine tomorrow.
What is that?
We was bluffing at yesterday, talking about it's going to be over by the time niggas get there.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, let's go ahead.
Because I don't even understand how that works. Like, so the event was from what, 1 to 7?
No, the event was from 3 to 7.
From 3 to 7, right?
I texted my good friends at 3:30 because I forgot to text y'all at an earlier time. And I said, I'll be there at 5:30.
For an event that ends at 6?
It was over at 7.
Ended at 7.
Oh, what did he say? He did not.
I put the flyer in the chat.
You said, I'm going to leave at 5. Get there at 5:30.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there for an hour and a half.
Yes.
So what's the point of, I mean, that's you missed the whole event.
Fellowship.
Fellowship of what?
My friends.
That's how you support your friends?
And new friends.
And networking.
Yeah, it was
networking. For an hour and a half, everybody already left. That's like, they got the wrap up time.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
It actually turned out to be, like,
it was really great. Nice. Like, we stayed there until 8 o'clock.
More about Nathan, what time did you get there?
5:30.
Same time.
Yeah, 5:30.
Missed out. Work.
Missed out.
It was.
I didn't think y'all was going to make it. I didn't think y'all were going to make it.
It was good views. It was good vibes. Right. The drinks were excellent.
Drinks was fucking amazing.
Yeah. I mean, anytime that, you know, Eddie for Lights come out, you know, if he says he's going to be here one time, he's going to be there at least an hour and a half later. So, I was nervous. I was nervous.
I was on time, though.
Oh, okay. All right, but actually, it was a good event.
Because More About Nathan called me at 5:30, and I was like, yeah, I'm like 4 minutes. I'm getting off the exit.
See? That's what I'm talking about. That's you better than can't
usual.
Trust
me. You were earlier than usual.
That's earlier than usual, because, you know, I usually get a 15-minute grace period.
Why?
So, huh?
Why? Why?
I'm just slow.
See?
That's
we got to be better as black people.
You know,
we got to do better as black people.
But I can't be quick.
We got to do better. Average Jimmy, how you been?
Well, you know. Long days, long nights.
Whoa, bro. What's going on these nights, bro?
I just be binge watching shows since I got
long day, long night. Man,
I know I'm like 10 years late. I just started watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, wow. You got a long way to go.
That's actually a good time, though, because you ain't got shit else to do. It probably kills a bunch of time, too.
That's what's up, though. What's up? You watch it on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah, good, because no commercials, good. Nothing. You get right back into
right
it.
Right back to it.
Yep.
You like it so far?
I can't keep, yo, I'm missing out on sleep because I'm taking pills to stay up to watch it. So, it ain't that serious.
Are we doing what we watching today?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right, so I'll hold mine to what we hold mine for later. But that's what's up, man.
Yeah, I can't say that on what we watching because this shit old.
Have you seen, what's the one, with the motorcycles?
Sons of Anarchy. I have not.
That's another one.
Put I heard on. It was.
All right. More About Nathan, you good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Can we talk about Eddie for Likes at the thing?
At what thing?
This nigga was a smooth criminal today.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, what? Oh. Hey, see what you won't do.
I was like, at the what?
I'm gonna let More About Nathan do it.
Okay.
So, you know.
So what the who the hell did you think you was? Yo,
that's my question. I like the slide.
You know? Oh man. Can you give him a little background of what we're talking about?
First off, shout out to my wife. Putting on all the great classes.
They are amazing. They look fun. Like they look
great. She's a great trainer.
Yep. Does the training, does the instructions for Extreme Hip Hop Fitness. And Eddie for Likes is now a pro. I'm gonna just put that out there like that. To the point where when Alicia is like putting together the classes, she's like, all right, we gotta make sure we get some slides in there for Eddie for Likes.
Oh, so you missed, sure so what yeah, you thought? You Temptations?
I mean, they're getting it in, you know.
Yeah, damn. Yeah.
But no, all jokes God aside, damn, this man is like the promotional king that put mad people on.
That's what's up.
Every week coming out, it's like new folks coming out every single time because of this man. So
I try to bring
big
one
ups to Eddie for Likes
every week, you know.
That's why now I gotta give him his own solo, like little shots, right? Getting the videos and whatnot. Cause
one of my homeboys was next to me, and he's like, yo, your camera crew coming out back here to, you know, film you. I'm like, yo, chill out, relax, bro, relax. He's like, no, yo, look. So you know, but it's cool. I like it. I enjoy it. You know. And it got my mind off of some things. So, you know, it's a good time.
Bro, I seen that video today. I said, yo, who the hell do you think he is? This man had the feet dragging like Smokey on Friday.
Long ass Converse.
I may mess around and put it on my story today.
God damn. But good for you, man. I mean, shout out to the thing. Like I said, that class looked fun, man. Everybody check it out. Check it out.
You going
to
come out one day?
No, I don't got no. I don't got the slides,
we
bro.
We got beginner's classes.
Whoa,
now.
Beginner! First of all, don't
every
disrespect
Tuesday
me like that. Don't,
every Tuesday in the month of October, bro. Come on, bro.
First of all, and I'm infamous for that.
First of all, don't disrespect me like that. Don't put me out there with the beginners. I'm not just advanced. Hey, I'm not a beginner.
All I'm gonna say is, it's been a lot of people that talk a lot of shit, and they come to the regular class and be like, oh shit, this shit is a little hard.
Yeah,
like,
they be like, I need some instructions. I can see myself looking
well, like,
where is it located?
Like, right now it's in Columbia, but we about to start having classes like East Baltimore, West Baltimore, Columbia, a whole bunch of places, just trying to do as much as we can, and about to be indoors as well, because, you know, getting a little nippy out there.
True that, true that. But yeah, man, I'm going to be like Martin and Cole on that little workout club, oh man. I'm going to be in the back dying. you know, every time you do a new exercise, like, it hits you different. It hits different. Yeah, it hits different. All right, let's get into these drunk topics. First of all, let's talk about your boy, Eddie for Life's boy, Tory Lanez.
Oh, man. Fuck that nigga.
Oh. So Tory Lanez came out with a 17-track album. I guess just kind of giving his side of the whole Meg Thee Stallion situation.
He need to be canceled. He need to be rapped. It's just that simple. Point blank,
so,
period.
But again, have you heard the album?
I've heard a few songs, not by choice. It was more so like I was just in the room with other
people. So my question was your head nodding? Was your toes tapping? What was going on?
I plead the fifth.
Because they said that the album slapped, and I ain't even going to say there's a couple tracks on it. I was like, okay.
My thing is this, right? I don't agree with the way that he marketed it, but
so what? Like, elaborate. What? How did he market it?
That shit was trash. Like, he's capitalizing on a lot of shit that's going on right now, and he shouldn't have did that.
Like what?
Like the whole Breonna Taylor situation, okay. The whole Megan Thee Stallion situation, like. That shit, he should have left that shit alone, and he should have waited, you know, however long. He should have, first off, this whore should have apologized. He should have confessed. He should have said, you know, I did what I did.
But I thought, ain't that what happened?
This motherfucker
ain't that why Meg Thee Stallion came out?
He dragging her name to the dirt.
Well, still. I think originally, wasn't the reason that she went out on live and all that stuff because he texted her saying, I apologize, I was too drunk that night. Ain't that what happened?
But my whole thing is this, if you cause public pain, you need to publicly apologize. He has not publicly apologized. He has not, you know.
But he's innocent.
He shot in private of a vehicle.
But he's, what I'm saying. He's maintaining his innocence. Like, he's innocent.
Fuck him. Mm. I'm keeping it at that. Like, this whole. Rick Ross summed it up perfectly when he did his little IG post.
I don't know if Rick Ross is the one that could do that.
Rick Ross got skeletons in his closet.
I know, but what he said summed everything up perfectly, and it's just like, you know, Tory Lanez is a clown. Forever in my book, he's going to remain a clown, and that's just that. Like, I'm done. Like, he need to go sit his ass down somewhere. Oh, matter of fact, speaking of that, Megan Thee Stallion going to be on Saturday Night Live tonight.
If they don't do a sketch on this,
I think they're gonna
too soon.
I think it's too soon.
It's Saturday Night
Live. It's too soon. It's too touchy of a subject. Somebody might say something. So you think that's gonna be it?
They're not gonna.
You think they're gonna do a Trump sketch?
Oh, they got to.
A Trump COVID sketch.
No, not COVID, because I think they recorded prior. I think they recorded prior to it.
So you think they're not even gonna reference Meg Thee Stallion shouting the foot?
They are, but it's gonna be a one-off joke. It's not gonna be a whole sketch about it.
Yeah.
Oh, alright. Anyway,
if I'm guessing.
More about Nathan. Are we going to listen to Tory album on Media Mobile?
We're not. I still haven't listened to not one track, and I won't.
So how you feel about it? What you think?
I mean, I just feel like, same way, like, he's using it to his advantage. I know that's what celebrities do. That's, you know, how you move money, whatever. But the whole situation just seems a little unsafe for me. Shaky, so I'm not touching it at all.
So you can't even touch that?
No, I'm not touching it at all. I didn't listen to not one song. Look, he was on... He was on Drunk Words, and I mean, I had to take all of the music that he had off of the playlist. I'm not going for it. I seen a whole bunch of like people talking about, like, we need to ban this man. Just like how they was trying to do R. Kelly back in the day. Like, yeah, pull all his stuff off of streaming. Don't let him get no money, blah, blah, blah. But
well, that's a good point, too. So what do we do now? Do we delete all his old stuff and then... Or do we just not listen to him anymore?
I never listened to him, honestly.
Heard a song that he was on. As long as it's not streaming, this shit, all right.
If it's streaming, you don't give him streams anymore. You eliminate his source of income.
Okay. Yeah, so what do we do?
If you own some shit, then it don't matter.
It's fine if you, you know, black marketed or however you do it. Like,
she's just saying bootleg all this stuff in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, bootleg this nigga shit. Like, fuck this nigga. Like this nigga's a bootleg nigga from now on. Like, it's that simple. Like,
he's a black market.
He's just not. If you see a CD on the table, then you can go ahead and buy it. But
he's a flea market nigga now. It's not something. Like, he's a flea market nigga. Like, come on down to Patapsco and you know I'm gonna buy your album, yo. Like this nigga needs to go.
Damn,
like, it's that simple, y'all. Like, damn, he's a clown.
Damn, Eric, Jim, you got anything? Yo. Nothing.
Nah, I ain't listen to it.
So let's say at the end of the day, you know, we get the outcome, and it says that Tory did not shoot Meg Thee Stallion. How are we feeling? Is he still canceled?
I think he did shoot her, though.
But we know he did, because this drama.
How I shoot you in the foot, and you don't got you hit no bone, no fragment, something like that. What did he say? He said something like that.
I don't know. I haven't listened
to it. Did anybody see
that?
Did she really get shot? Like,
so the whole thing is that she didn't have a bullet, she had bullet fragments in her foot. So
the gun probably went off.
So like
bullet fragments. What the fuck was he shooting?
That's what I'm saying.
Might have hit the ground.
I believe her.
It broke it
at
down the ground.
At trees like that, it should go through it. It's sheet metal. The car
could have been a little 44. So.
Like I said, I believe her. Like, I'm standing by my statement.
You just
like,
standing by the ass. That's all it is. See?
I ain't standing by no
the
ass.
The ass blinding, yo.
She
see?
Do got new song that's kind of fired to
you. I wish.
Later. Power to P.
No, I wish I would have went up to Frostburg when she was up there and saw her. But
where did we even get that from? Like, see, that's like, what I'm saying. He in love. He like, whatever you do, I'm with it. It's okay. I'm good.
That's bae. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if it gets to the point where she comes here,
I'll fight a nigga.
Look, shorty.
Fight a nigga too.
I'm 6'3". Like, she might be like 6 feet. We good. Uh-oh. Like,
yo, she's 6'6", 200 and...
Hey, you know what? That'd be the one tree I climb.
She's an NFL linebacker.
Hype!
342, yeah,
come sack me, motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
So,
nah, she's the quarterback. I thought you said she's the quarterback. She's the quarterback. You said she's the quarterback, right?
Hell no.
No, he said linebacker. That's why I said
come sack me. Oh, you a nigga. Y'all smooth criminals.
Smooth like that man slide. Go ahead.
Smooth goddamn criminal. Jeez Louise. But yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know. The album was fire. I don't know. I just gotta wait, cause this whole situation is just crazy. Like it's so much mysterious stuff that we don't know what's going on. You know, it was four people in the car. You know, two of them not talking about nothing. It's just everything's a little. I mean, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical. They both it's he said she said right now. No, all right. speaking of. Damn, what I can't even get a good segue. Oh, he said, she said, yeah, that's a good
there
one.
Because
it was an old couple fighting on on TV.
Old married.
So everybody seen the presidential debate?
That shit.
I just caught the highlights.
The highlights. The whole thing was a highlight. What we think? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it ugly?
I mean,
that shit
straight comedy.
As Dana Bash said, she said that shit was a shit show, and I was like, oh. Shit, no, it was horrible. Like, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Like,
yo, you lit.
Like, it was bad. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just bad.
And
like,
you said, how high are you? 5'7". It was just bad.
No, but it really was. Like I literally, like, 5 minutes into it, I went to my bar and I for the drink. Like, it was just so
it was, you was stressed out?
I was beyond stressed. I got a migraine off of that. Like, it was bad.
I thought it was quite comical.
I mean, it was funny at certain points, but at the same
did y'all
time,
see the
like,
the meme video with the two kids arguing in virtual school and they said that was them?
Oh shit, no.
It was little kids throwing up gay signs.
Oh, I
and
see
shit.
That.
It was a little white kid and a black kid.
Yeah.
See that.
But
y'all
yeah.
gotta post that. Put it on the page. I won't watch it.
but the stuff that was going on that I mean, it was so many clips and so many just little things that just happened that was just like this is gonna be history for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never in a bit where one presidential candidate calls out one as a clown. Like, and stuff like that. But
the memes of that, when Obama said, was you bigger than him? He said, I called him a clown.
God damn. But it was just bad all the way. I mean, Trump is a straight bully that I just can't believe that people are okay with what's going on and he's still our president.
The moderator was like trash though. Like,
but what can you do?
Like, my whole thing is, what
do you tase him? Like, what do you cut his mic off?
Right, that's what I was about to say. Like, I couldn't understand why the freaking technical director didn't just be like, yo, kill that nigga Mike.
But I think Trump always had something in his back pocket waiting for something like that to happen. Because, again, remember when he was saying, he was like, see? The moderator said something to him, he said, see? I knew before I came here that it's going to be two against one rather than one against one. So, you know,
he was Fox.
But that's what I'm saying. But he already put that in his pocket. Like, now if you do that, now everybody's going to think that you're picking on me He manipulated that whole thing so well. I mean, he really might be a genius.
I think he knows his role. And like, he is who we thought
he was. Like, he showed this shit leading up. Like, he was this person before he got elected.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing at all times.
He said that if he ever ran for it, he'll run as a Democratic run because they are the dumbest bunch of voters. That's what he said in 1997, 98, something like that.
Like, the thing about Trump is that, like, Trump is very smart. Like, he's stupid, but
he's a spin doctor.
And that's the thing. Like, in certain aspects, he's very smart.
He's
been doing it for forever, though.
Yeah, you know what the perfect example of him is? In a debate, in an art, in anything. I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly. Yes. You saw that?
That's what the fuck
is. Yeah. Like, they put that up on Instagram, that's too. Him. Yeah, that's him. It's just like...
Like, you know how you ever argue with a sibling as you was younger, and you just so mad because it's like, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
And you just keep saying that. They know
the right buttons to push and everything. Yeah, that's him.
Like, he was just trying so hard.
That was a good example.
Make Biden, like, get out of his concentration zone and just, like, make him stutter and all of that. But it was just like, yo, if you just shut up and give me a second, like...
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, if it was like, you just shut up and give me a second, like, I can talk, but...
But that's, I mean, but... Shut up. Why would you? You don't want him to get his points across. You want him to be flustered the whole time.
I feel like Biden's debate prep people did not prep him for exactly what Trump did.
How can you?
That's the thing. That's what really pissed me off. They know what type of person Trump is. Like, if you would have got some...
He was in red form that night.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Like, you know, if you know what type of guy this guy is, like, there was no excuse for the performance. Now, I will say there were points towards the last, like, 30, 45 minutes where, like, Biden actually, like, started to, like, you know, get a little cocky and all of that. But, I don't know, like, I feel like Biden's people need to, like, bring some more people in, or they gotta do something.
Man, the petty one, that's what I call him, the petty one. He brought up
Biden's son. He's good Biden's for laughs, son. Though, because that nigga crazy.
You ever bring up Biden's son?
No, that shit was fucked up. And I just knew that...
I thought somebody was gonna throw some blows.
I knew that... Uncle Joe.
He called my man by name, though. Right. He said, what is his name? Hunter?
Hunter. He said, Hunter. Hunter did drugs.
I'm not talking about Bo. I'm talking about Hunter.
Knew that Uncle Joe was about to throw that podium to the side and go over there because he started pointing. I was like, shit, it's about to go down on national TV.
That was bad. And he was like, let's talk about Moscow. He said, he don't got no job. How you get all that money? It had nothing to do with nothing, but just crazy.
Just absolute trash.
Crazy.
I just hope, you know, that he loses, and because if he doesn't, I'm moving to Antigua. I'm just telling y'all.
Well,
now.
Speaking of that, we might not have a Trump anymore.
Speaking of that, we might not have a Trump.
Was that too soon? Too soon?
No, I don't
think so. Not especially not how the internet has responded.
Trump got COVID, man. Yeah. It's not that serious. It's not real. I don't need a mask
all the damn time.
He got the COVID, bro.
That nigga got that COVID for real. They said we putting you in Marine One, but you got to get wheeled out this bitch.
Exactly. I think that's. I mean, I thought he would have been. I thought it was all a ploy, and you know, just kind of like a social media stunt. I mean, a media stunt.
Yeah, I still think it is a publicity stunt. Like, I don't know if it's like, I think it's more so they said, oh, you might really have that shit, but it's like you got mild symptoms. Like I don't think he's as bad off as they're making it seem.
That's what makes me nervous is that, like, I mean, anytime you gotta get the helicopter to take you out to bring you to the hospital.
Because he's depressing.
Right. Yeah, I get that too, but it was just like, just the first day?
Think about,
you know what I mean?
Think about his MO. Like, he's so secretive. Like, this shit, like, to me, this shit seems like it's a fucking show because you think about it. The last time he went to the hospital and they rushed him to the hospital, we didn't find out for another year later. Mm. So it's like, you think about it, oh, he got COVID. Like, no, it's like.
Perfect timing, though.
Right. Like, yeah, like, you think about it. The presidential debate was a debacle. And it's like, oh, I need another headline to sort of, you know, get me out of this shit. So
now they're fact checking that too. They're like, well, if you got COVID this day, then he shouldn't have symptoms to this day. And
yeah.
And it's just kind of crazy that he's already doing this and this. I'm like,
Uh-oh.
Then I'm like, did he have it longer? You know, what's going on? But
they say Hope Hicks has had it for a while.
But you know, so you know how they always say the Simpsons can predict like the future and all that stuff.
Yeah, because the Simpsons had him. He died in an episode of the Simpsons.
But you know what this reminded me of?
What?
Fresh Prince, when Uncle Phil was running for the judge and they got into a tizzy, and he was being a bully, and next thing you know, he died.
Yeah.
And Will thought he killed him.
Yeah,
this kind of reminds me of that situation.
Now,
right after the debate.
I ain't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm not wishing death on nobody. So
we're not wishing them well either, though.
Well, yeah. No.
I'll say this. One of my followers on Twitter made a very excellent point. They said, you know, I'm not going to wish somebody well and, you know, they don't want to see me even live. Like, you know, they want to see me die. You know, they support people who hate me. Like, I'm not going to wish this guy well. And when I saw that, I said, you know what? That's some real shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's my take on it. It's like, yeah. I'm not saying, oh, I want this man to be 6 feet under right now. I'm saying,
fuck you.
Yeah, basically.
Like, me personally, I would rather him survive and to lose the election, because I feel like that would do more to his ego than to him die and be labeled as this hero, because his followers are going to be like, oh, he was the greatest person. He risked his life and then he got COVID. No, fuck that. Let his ass survive this shit. Let him lose the election. And then boom. He goes off and is, you know, just him.
What do you think will happen to Trump if he does lose the election? Like, what do you think? Where do you think
he's going to get a show? That motherfucker need to go to jail.
He's going
to
get a show.
$750 for some fucking taxes, yo. Tell I paid that shit in fucking high school. Junior year, yo.
$750?
$750, yo?
I ain't paid nothing.
That shit made me mad, yo. Exempt
my ass all the way.
The reason why niggas need to fucking burn shit down.
Why? Because he's
$750.
That's how all the billionaires are, though. They don't pay nothing. I mean, I think Amazon don't have to pay anything for
Bezos don't pay shit.
Like, and that's just crazy to me.
Well, that's how the rich stay rich
and the poor stay poor.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get. I'm gotta figure out how to make my income look like a loss.
Where's my end on this?
I need to get in. Mm-hmm. Is that fucked up or is he smart? I mean, or he just doing what he's supposed to do.
So, at that point, in my opinion, it's a problem because of who he is. If it was someone else or someone that was like, it'd be smart. He's smart. Yeah. Y'all hate us. And it was just because that's all it is.
Or if he wasn't talking about, like, yeah, I paid all these taxes, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it would be a different story.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I mean, shit. Just the amount of money they take out of my damn check every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's way more than fucking Trump.
Yep.
I don't got shit. Fuck you, Trump. I'm mad now, yo. Might need to take a drink. No, I ain't gonna do that.
I think you should. You the host.
Nah,
I'm good.
At least
good.
You made
it's
it
over.
Past
a go. What's 5 minutes?
What's the timer? What's the timer on?
No, you don't need.
You made it past 5 minutes.
You don't
five
need
minutes.
To do no month of not drinking. You could just do like a 3 day juice and
I just can't believe.
My man that live at juices can hook you up.
I can't just believe.
Taste that. Taste what you
know. What about Black Lives Matter, y'all?
They do matter. That's why we're telling you to have
Black
fun.
Lives Matter. Like, y'all supposed to support us. We supposed to be life. Brothers over here, man.
No, a stress-free life means that your life does matter. What the fuck that got
to do with you, because all I'm about trying to do is improve my wellness and all that stuff.
I'm
about
to do a cleanse, but I'm still going to drink after.
Right.
It's
fresh juice, fresh fruit.
This nigga drunk, yo.
Oh, that's not alcohol.
I mean,
some alcohol in there.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah.
That's
Do you
say that?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm going to take a sip, man. I'm
going to
take a sip. Nah, I don't want that. Right. Yeah, that's too strong.
What's the time?
Huh? Oh, no, I lost. I said 5 minutes. It was 9:23.
Oh, nobody had the over and under?
It's 9:51 now.
I should have took the over.
I thought I was going to get you, but then, like.
Well, I would never bet him because he will hold out just to win and then drink. And now he won both ways.
Yeah, because
that's some shit I do.
That's definitely
1 minute.
Like, when you. I can hold my breath longer than you underwater, motherfucker, do 13 seconds. I'm going to do 14.
Long as he don't pull out them damn sunglasses, we good.
I brought mine last time and forgot to bring them in too. I have not paid a block.
You gonna can I borrow some of that little shebanga bang? Appreciate you.
Yeah.
What about the NFL, y'all?
My man, this shit gonna get cut. I think the season gonna get cut off soon.
Well,
I think so.
I think it's a bad idea of them postponing these games. I mean, I know that they don't want to increase the spread, but I think you should just test everybody right before the game.
Well, they get tested every day. So NFL players and coaches and staff.
But that's what I'm saying is that I just think that then they shouldn't.
They should put them in a bubble.
No, I mean they can't. It's too many people. That'd be a big ass. But they gotta do a whole state.
Oh, well.
My question is, what happened to like? So I was watching one game one day, and they said like everybody wears like these wristbands, sort of like how the NBA wears the rings.
Yeah.
Like, when you get too close, it's like an Apple Watch.
Do the players wear them joints?
Yeah.
Because when they're playing, like.
Not when they're playing.
I was about to say, because I don't see shit when they're playing.
Not when they're playing. But it's on, like, I think even before game, they got to win.
Like, practices and
stuff. Because, like, when I look at the coaches and stuff, they look like they're chilling.
Nah. Well, speaking of that, though, just with the coaches, and they're, like, you know. A couple teams got fined a lot of money.
Like a whole lot. Like,
$100,000.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was like a half.
Sean Payton, right?
A half a billion dollars worth of fines that week.
Well, yeah, because you get fined and the team get fined.
Yeah, Pete Carroll got fined $100,000.
And then Sean Payton, right?
Seahawks got fined $250, and then Sean Payton $100,000 and $250. So they got fined like $350 a piece.
Yeah.
And somebody else.
They're trying to make a statement, and I think the statement has been made.
I think that shit going to get weighed. They're going to do that on the end. They're going to be like, that was just a warning. You know how you ever get like a big ticket, and then be like, we're going to let you go. But
you better next time.
We wanted to scare you and make sure that you're doing
it. I'm scared. I seen them prices come up. I was like, oh, Lord.
But
yo, remember how much Chad was getting fined from his stunts he would do, not wearing the right cleats or signing?
You know a lot of endorsers paid them for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Yo, from the Ravens, he drank the beer last year.
Oh,
Bud Ice.
Yeah, I was
going to
say he got fined, but then they
sponsored. Bud Ice,
I can't think who drank the beer.
He hopped in the end zone.
I know, I can't think of who it was.
It wasn't Marlon Humphreys. It was
the oven.
It was like a pick six.
Yeah.
He ran the bat, jumped in there, and drank that
every
shit.
Every game since then, he would grab a beer out the stands and shit.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
They paid it for him, though.
But the face mask looks like it's the way to go.
It does. Especially now that they figured out how to not have that joint clogged up.
A genius, but.
He was whipping their ass and not even seeing what plays he was calling. I've been a fan of Andy Reid since Eagles. He draws that shit up. A great fucking coach. Favorite coach.
They was drawing all the plays that they was running against us. And I was just like, what the hell is that? It was just like squiggly lines.
They lined up in the L.
You said what?
They lined up in the L formation. For real. They had the linemen, then they had three backs right behind each other, or receivers, and then a quarterback. Like, how the fuck you defend that? If I'm coaching, that happened to me, I'm going to look like,
that's new to me. I don't know what the fuck
that's how you be on the field. I wish y'all would have played some flag.
That's how it looked.
When I was playing flag one time, it was me and one of my homeboys, and we was both playing safety, and they was whooping our asses. And it was one of those moments I was like, yo, I don't even know where they're coming from, bro. I don't even know how to stop them. They so fast, and they just running everywhere. Like, I remember one time somebody hit a cut on me. He was already gone before I could even react. And I was like, I don't even know what to do now.
Yeah, that's no how Tavon Austin was when we played them up Dumbo.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, just like.
Running past, I'm still running down. He going out of the way. What
the fuck? How, Sway? How? But yeah, I don't think they should postpone the game just because, again, like, it's not like, how, when do you make them up? You know, when did this happen? And fucks up records. So it's like, you can't have two buys in the season.
I think they tapped with Cam Newton test to help the Chiefs win.
I wouldn't. Andy Reid's a smart man.
That, I don't think that man got no fucking COVID, man.
He the only one in the Patriots?
Only one.
In the New England? Like, right. Yeah.
It does seem a little shady. But especially how well he's been playing.
Yeah.
Like that. If you had to take one person out, it would be Cam.
Exactly. Or Belichick probably did it because he probably is a genius and he was like, we need to postpone it until it's Andy Reid's birthday, and on his birthday he drinks beer and the beer is bad for him when he plays on the game day. Oh, so they play Monday? So they making them play? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you never know. Belichick is just like, and then he's going to have like a regular positive. Like, they're going to practice, they're going to study all on a backup.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, Cam going to be playing on Sunday, on Monday, like, oh, it was a false positive. It was a
false positive, yep.
So
that wouldn't surprise me.
Honestly. Yeah, that happened all the time. I mean, you could Google it. Like, motherfuckers will go get tested at one site, go to the next site, and it's positive at one and negative at the other. Like,
correct.
I healed that quick. Type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, man.
Yo, Eddie for life. You alright? Motherfucker getting tangled up in rope struggle.
Yo. I'm great.
And even like love playing with that mic, bro. Hey,
fuck y'all. Like, I just want to make sure.
He said there's nothing like performing.
yo, got mad mic skills, bro.
Man, hey, fuck y'all. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Fuck you, niggas.
So I'm going to talk about you playing. You still playing with the mic? Look at you about to break the table.
But like, cause y'all know if grown man said, he'd be like, oh, fuck that, pause. No,
fuck him, that,
right? Fuck some pause. Like, yes, I'm playing with the mic. I'm trying to adjust it so you can hear me. Cause you know, sometimes when I come on, it'd be like, I'll be in the background. I'm just trying to make sure that I can hear it.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right, we got you. What you think about this COVID in the NFL?
You know, I'm just mad because I can't go to the goddamn games. I'm like, yo, like, open the fucking stadium up. Like, I just want to sit there. Like,
well, shit like this ain't helping.
And that's the thing. That's really the thing that's pissing me off, because I'm like, yo, like, the Ravens just had Monday Night Football, and it's like, yo, like, y'all let 250 people in?
You know, later on this year,
immediate family.
We got three primetime games in a row?
Yeah. No, I saw that. And I'm like,
yo. You said what?
We got three primetime games in a row.
Yeah. Like, it goes from November to December.
No, because they changed the Steelers.
So, I didn't know which game it was. The first one or the second one.
November 1st now. Yeah, the second one is Thanksgiving.
So, that's prime time. So, we play So, we play, I think, Sunday night.
Thanksgiving all the way to, like, the middle of December is when we prime time every week.
Our bye week went from week 8 to week 7 now. Okay. To accommodate the Steelers.
Which was some bullshit. Yeah. But no, like, I just feel like, yo, like, if it's 60,000 people, over 60,000 that can fit in that stadium, you can put at least 15,000 in there.
You won't get it bad.
You paying that 15,000 price?
Listen, I'm not.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. I got all these old stands.
I enjoy going to certain games.
Long walks on the beach.
I do. So like, are we trying to figure out how to wrap it up. I'm gonna make this shit quick.
Can we talk about COVID, bro?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he talking about he like long walks on the beach.
No, you tricking the rabbit hole, yo. So I was like, oh, I'm jump to that motherfucker, yo.
Hey, son.
I might have to start calling myself Eddie, aka like, Roger and shit, cause I'm,
All right. Yeah, hit it a miss.
All right, I'm all loud and wrong. Sorry, guys.
That was a hit it a miss.
But you know, like, I just feel like, you know, I just wish they would open the fucking stadium back, because I'm like, it's
yo, stop playing with this mic. Yo,
I'm trying to adjust it so I can talk. Yo, y'all niggas gotta chill. But long story short, I'm gonna wrap it up right here. I just wish that, you know, they would let us in the stadium, because I'm like, look, like, economically, it would be good for us, you know. socially it would be good for everybody. Oh my goodness. And it's just that. So fuck y'all. I'm done. I'm ready
now.
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh man, thank you Eddie for life for your thoughts. Yo, we appreciate you.
Fuck y'all.
It's cause socially, man, I don't know what we're gonna do. Man, how do we end that with? Just gotta wrap it up.
Yeah. I'm gonna be quick. All well, right, man. Not really though.
Average Jim, you got anything while we mad? You mad this week?
Hell yeah.
Let's tell everybody why you mad, bro.
Well, first of all, I'm mad at that motherfucking Chicago mayor.
Ooh, I know you're talking about.
You mad at Lord?
Yes.
What Lord do? You mean
you
Lord,
see like the costume sheet that lights on superhero. Because
he dressed up as a fucking Clorox box.
Yo.
That costume was hilarious. That
shit
was hilarious.
And then she had a nerve to say pose.
Yeah, she's a character in the
she's
zone.
A very interesting woman. Like I like the
strange.
Way that she,
you said strange wrong.
But I like the way she like embraces her like the way that motherfuckers just.
Then she was handing out. She walked around the studio handing out candy. Yeah. To people sitting there like
she had gloves
like,
on.
Come get this. Yeah, with the gloves like you already clean a toilet.
she's a character. She really I mean, she gotta distract people with the violence that's going on in Chicago any way she can.
Yeah.
So you know, it is what it is.
Then she had on the fucking the blank man fucking
she did. I was trying to figure out if she was one of the black superheroes from the Disney Channel movie that Robert Townsend was in. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Because I was like,
she was blank man.
It was it's not black
I
man.
Figured I figured it was
no, black. She was.
Oh, yeah. I figured it was black man on the Disney Channel joint.
J5.
I want to be black man for Halloween, yo. One day.
Yo, come on, man.
You Black never seen Black Man, yo?
Black
I've seen
one
Black
one.
Man. I'm talking about the
J5.
What's that?
That's the robot, yo. You remember J5, yo? He was like the little.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like.
I was about to take my head, take your black card, bro.
Yeah, it's okay.
But what was Robert Townsend? Who was he? I can't remember what his name was.
He was Iron Eagle or some shit.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And then he was Meteor Man.
Meteor Man.
Because they filmed Meteor Man.
Meteor Man. Yeah, there you go.
By the Bear Factory.
There you go. Anything else? You got anything else? Anybody else mad?
I'm mad at Brandon Scott's shoes that he decided to wear with the fucking suits.
Oh, shit.
I'm mad at that. Yo. Someone should tell him to wear better shoes.
To wear dress shoes with dress clothes?
He got us a fucking 2008 Under Armour gym shoes with a fucking suit. A baggy suit at that.
Oh my God.
Oh man, just don't stop.
He better do that suit challenge.
Oh shit!
Looking like he fresh out of Miss Warehouse.
Oh shit!
No taper.
All right, I'm done.
No taper.
That's it. Cause I probably would get fired now once he listens to this.
We will not edit that out. more about Nathan. What's up, bro? You got some media moments for us?
Yeah, media moments. Only got a few things today. One, of course, very important thing to talk about.
Yo, it better be some Drake up on there, bro.
Say some what?
Drake.
What you talking about? There was new Drake that came out?
I mean, he was on. He was featured in some songs.
Yo, I got something to say about Drake once this is over.
No, you go ahead first.
Don't disrespect this. Watch your mouth.
This song that fucking Drake came out
Watch your mouth.
That he mentioned fucking SZA. Y'all niggas know that SZA unfollowed this nigga because of that shit?
I just heard through this in one piece. So what? Drake,
probably don't have business out there like that.
Drake a whore for that. Like,
yeah, I'm going to cut this mic, yo.
Normal courtesy is you reach out to the person
right.
ahead of time.
Yeah,
like, hey,
yeah.
I said this.
That's
what
happened
cool,
to Kanye and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Flip the script. Sorry, no, I'm joking. But no, don't disrespect Drake like that. Just got it.
All right, so here we go. No bumper to dump it today. I'm gonna play a little snippet of something.
Oh, so
but
that good?
It's not gonna be no bumper to dump it. But yes, the snippet is gonna be good. I'm pumping it up now. But I'm gonna just talk about a few things that did come out worth at least listening to. I'm not putting my stamp on any of these. I'm just saying check it out.
Okay.
So Bryson Tiller came out with something. Anybody listen to it?
Yes.
All right. It's called Anniversary.
Hold on. More Eddie for likes.
Yeah.
You didn't listen to it.
No,
because it ain't black. Ain't beefing. He like I'm black side.
Put some respect on that nigga name, man.
I'm gonna do a Drake versus Black debate.
But definitely don't sleep on Giveon. Giveon released a new EP. It's called When It's All Said and Done. And this man, top to bottom, fire. Straight fire. And the album they released prior to this, fire as well. If you haven't already checked it out, I am putting my stamp on
fire.
I'm glad you said his name, because I was like,
Giveon. I've been trying to figure out what his name is Giveon. For a while.
So if you listen to the first album, his mother comes on and like says it.
Yeah.
And that's like, if your mother say it, that's how you pronounce the name. That's it. That's how I see it. And
hell yeah.
I wouldn't hurt this like man, when you see, though, like Vaseline.
Like, that's Vaseline. Like.
Yeah, exactly like that. And the last thing we're going to talk about.
Samaj. Nigga, your name James Bat.
The last thing we're going to talk about as far as music goes. Savage Mode 2. Did we listen to it?
That's 21, right?
I just want to say 21
Metro.
As soon as 21. I heard
Metro
that.
No, hold on. Don't. I'm going to get to that. All right.
I'll get to that.
Fucking up his top.
That is the only clip, because I was going to bring up, I didn't listen to so many albums, so many mixtapes in all my years, but this intro...
Gotta
be one of the hardest intros I've ever heard in life.
Right,
I'm gonna go right there now.
Get your popcorn. Get your popcorn.
Great men with great ideals can be separated by hundreds or even thousands of miles and still be in the same place. They can be years or even generations apart in age and yet somehow find themselves on the exact same page. When these men join forces for the focus of reaching the same goals, to obtain the same outcomes, they are not two, but one. Instead of simply adding one's common attributes to another's, they somehow tend to multiply all attributes of both. Whether from St. Louis or East Atlanta, whether from a savage land or a booming metropolis, whether they are two or 2 billion, the greatest their numbers could ever become is to truly become one. I now present to you.
Come on, man.
That was dope.
Come on now.
That was dope.
Soon as I heard
fire
the whole little intro, I was like, well, damn, what's about to come next? I had to pull one of my old Wheezy moves and say, it was that fire.
7 o'clock this morning, I was on Twitter and I saw that and I said, you know what?
Tomorrow. Yo, is he uncomfortable?
I'm very uncomfortable. When Morgan Freeman, like, I don't know if y'all know, but like, I literally love when he like narrates anything. Like,
I got a bet for y'all.
What?
All right, going to bet a shot.
All right.
Let's bet how old Morgan Freeman is.
77.
Hold on. Look, the closest one, the only one that don't got to take a shot.
That's cool. I got you.
I hope I lose.
All right. You said, so average Jimmy says 77.
I'm going to say 81.
84.
Oh, you whore.
You said 77? That was my guess. I'm going to say 76.
You must have looked it up earlier.
No, I didn't. Alexa, how old is Morgan Freeman? No, he said 76. I'm going under. I don't think he's older than what y'all said.
Morgan Freeman is 83 years old.
Damn! No! I won.
Yeah, he did.
You said 84.
You said 84.
I'm under.
Yeah, he under. He said
so we
81.
Can't go over?
Hell no.
I thought we said closest.
So what you said, 82?
I thought we said closest.
No, that's not how that shit works.
He said closest.
Yeah,
My strategy was to go 76 because everybody else went higher. So I would have been closer.
I literally started thinking about how many years this man has been.
And that was my thing. I was like,
I took a shot for Morgan Freeman. Happy birthday.
Oh my god.
But yeah, man.
Morgan Freeman is that guy though, and like I don't know how they hooked that up. But that intro was one of the hardest intros I've ever heard.
No, he literally got a Twitter last week because of this.
Oh, Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Damn.
What did he talk about on there?
Yeah, every time I said he was just...
Yo, back in 1916.
I think he's a big guy, yeah. I think he got...
He played guard enough.
I'm about to say he does play guard enough.
Because y'all seen him on National Geographic, right?
Yes.
He'd be like, in the world.
And honestly, when you think about what God sounds like, is it not Morgan Freeman?
So was that I'm trying to figure out what the injury reminded me. The Tales of the Crypt?
No, that's definitely, yo, it's like some relaxing, like, he just be like.
But it's like, you know something big is about to come. Yeah, that's
I feel like a boogeyman about to come out.
It's crazy.
But you know, his secret is that he said he yawns before he starts to talk because it relaxes his fucking throat.
Okay.
All right, we gonna keep going. I don't know where we go. I've always had
this dream where I wanna, you know, basically be like a voiceover artist, and I'm just like, how do I do it? And like between him and Samuel L. Jackson, Denzel, and what's the other dude?
Dude who did the voice for the Lion King and all of
and Mufasa and Greenleaf dude. James Earl Jones.
Yes, James Earl Jones.
But those people, like, I just watch them, and I'd be like, damn, I'm trying to be like that one day, so I can be like, in a world.
What you watching? What's everybody watching?
Again, going right back to it, The Boys, yo.
Okay.
The Boys. And then
is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Prime.
That's the one with the
Prime is sexy time.
I got that.
Pause.
But Romance, not here. You don't gotta say pause.
What's the have y'all checked out this one? I think it's Murder Next Door or something like, or the American Murder or something like that.
Your family?
Yeah.
Wicked, bro. I was up to 2 a.m. watching that shit one night.
Yo,
I was tired of shit and put it on, thought I'd fall asleep. I couldn't fall asleep.
I gotta figure out what it's called.
It's called
America's Murder or something like that.
We on what you watching?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's the tequila.
That's like America's Neighbor.
So let me know when it's my turn, because I got a show.
Tell what you watching.
So I literally got into Fargo. Like,
oh, that's
American Murder.
I thought that just started.
Like, no. It's been going on since 2016, but this is the first season where they like actually have like black people.
Chris Rock is in it, right?
Fargo, that made me want to check it out.
Yo,
watch. Oh, so I'm behind.
Yo. You 2 episodes. The next episode comes on either Monday or Tuesday. That's going to be the third episode.
Can you just pick up right now, though, or do you guys start from the beginning?
No, because this is one of those shows. This is one of those shows where, you know, you get the preview and you can catch up. Fargo hard as shit. Like, okay. I recommend.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do I need to go back and watch previous seasons?
I would say watch episode 2. No, because each season is different. I'm sorry. You know, shit ain't clicking. Man. I heard you.
I know. Yeah.
But season 3, episode 4. No, then you're good. After that, you're good.
I'm thinking you were talking about this season. You're talking about the first 3 seasons. No. So each season is different.
Okay, so each season is a standalone.
Right, so
season.
You could either go back and watch episode 1, or you can go back and watch episode 2 and be caught up when episode 3. No, because I'm trying to figure out which episode did I watch last night. Did I watch episode 2 or did I watch 3? No, I watched 2 last night, so yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Fuck y'all.
So, the moral is...
The moral of the story is...
Squirrel!
Every single season...
Oh, look, guys, it's a squirrel.
Every single season is a standalone season.
Eddie Valice is wet. He is saucy over here, bro. Oh, man. Great time. What else we got? We got anything else?
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, my
shit. I just want to say, you know... Lord... I'm going to say it again real quick, you know.
Cut!
I'm glad we got a few people in the room on P-Valley. If we can get a couple more on P-Valley, we'd be good.
She danced.
Mercedes is my
babe. No. I got to make a statement because I said some really messed up things about this series called P-Valley. I just want to say that you were correct.
Hey, there we go. See, I'm glad I got my apology.
My brother wouldn't watch it because he thought he called me and asked me that I thought it was something wrong. He asked me, was I gay? Well, I told him to watch P-Valley.
What?
Right. Definitely some suspect.
But he called me and apologized. He was like, yo, I apologize. I said, what you mean?
Yeah,
no. P-Valley? I said, oh. He said, I'm sorry. I said, yo, I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it had a plausible moment that's what we live in now.
It's the world.
That's what it is.
You got to accept whatever.
Yeah, that's what they like. That's cool, long as they know I don't like it and they don't try me.
Right.
Try Jesus, not me.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean? That shit, she danced on the ceiling.
That's bae.
We seen that. We seen that in real life.
Which strip
bro.
Club y'all said do that?
King of Diamonds. But it's not there no more. No, they gone. That's exactly how you should feel too, bro. Paid a couple of light bills up in there. I'm trying to just trying to tell you.
I was trying to pay mortgages in
that. Oh, wow.
To see that, yo, I got my wallet. I ain't had no money in it. I had to go to the bank, but I was gonna throw money at the TV, yo. You need something paid, boo? You need me to take care of your mother while you come and shoot a film or something?
Exactly. Exactly. God. Yeah, good stuff. I got one more thing. This is an extra drunk guy moment, okay? Right. But I think it's going to create some little dialogue. I don't have it written down or anything, but it was one of my friends, young guy. And he was just kind of saying, like, look, like, all I do right now, I think he's about 21. All I do now is grind, right? And he's like, but I don't know if that's what I should be doing now. Because, like, he's saying he's trying to, like, he want to buy a house. He wants to have a car. He wants to do these different things. So, all he does is pretty much work. He said, but, you know, his friends is out partying, you know, having a good time. And, you know, he feel like he should be doing that, too, because he don't want to waste his 20s.
Okay.
He's like, this is going to be, like, probably the most freedom I'm ever going to have. But he was like, you know, I don't know if I'm missing out or if I'm doing the right thing. So, I think this is a good moment for us, kind of, because I think we are past our 20s now. We are going to the next journey of our lives, and I just wanted, like, is he right? Should he grind out this time, or should he have fun and live it up?
I think both can be done
yep.
to an extent, right? But definitely grind out, because you will want to grind out early to work to get shit done. So when you retire, you can retire. Like, your house can be paid. Like, when I retire, I plan on having only bill I will want is if I think I'm going to be that old guy that be like 60, 70 and want like a brand new fucking Corvette or some shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just want a car payment. Other than that, I don't want to have shit to pay for besides shit, you know, necessity shit. Yeah. Like, you know, BG&E shit. But, if you are at a position where you can do both. But I still have a life. In my 20s, I still had a life. Like, but I grind too, though. I was grinding. But I still did me. I'm talking about leave the club, come to work, take a shower, and go out there. Like, that type of shit. Do that. But still grind. Absolutely grind. Don't ever postpone the grind.
Yes. That's,
I mean, well, I made that
question.
Word up,
a grommet. That sounds good. That sounds good.
A grommet is something.
You feel me?
A grommet is something.
So, I say the same. Do both.
Build houses with.
And I say do both, and specifically ball on a budget.
Absolutely.
Like, you need to set your shit up. So, you're like, all right, I know I make this.
Discipline.
I can spend this on strippers.
Don't get like me.
On bottles, whatever.
How much the wings? $100. Give me four of them.
Right, and then you don't put whatever else to the side so you can stack up, so you be good. Get your house, get all your affairs in order, but still have a good time. Because if you don't, you're going to be looking back 30, 35, 40, like, goddamn.
You wasted the time.
They tell me about all this shit that they used to do, living in their heyday, and I'm talking about, well, I grind, and I ain't got shit else. And then you're going to be trying to make up for it in your 30s and 40s and fuck your life up.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But, see,
I think I'm disagreeing.
Really? Let's
see. You think he should not grind and work?
No. Because this is what I think, right? Because I think that, you know, a lot of people think that their 20s are their prime. Right, that's when I can do the most stuff.
30's the new 20, nigga. I'm so hot.
But I honestly do believe. I feel like right now is when I'm getting into my prime. Like, I feel like now I have the money to do the things that I want to do. I'm more clear in my mind. I'm not going to make stupid decisions that I wouldn't make when I was 20 years old. Yeah, but I'm saying is that I don't feel like I'm missing out of. I don't think that he's going to miss out, because I think this is now your prime. When you get to around your 30s,
I don't know. I think everybody trying to settle down.
Well, you settled down. Well, so yeah, you already settled
yeah,
down.
But like
what everybody else is trying to do though.
Settle down, but not on that. Like, I say, like, the perfect for me scenario would be in my 20s, bullshit. You know, grind, for bullshit with my friends, have a life, live 30s, still grinding, you know, working towards that retirement, but settled down and traveling with family.
Right. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is that, I mean.
40s, same thing.
What I'm saying is that. 50s is that,
retirement. I mean, I'm looking at retirement and like, you know, 56.
But what I'm saying is that. 56
and 60, I'm going to be.
I feel like that is the what the things that you really cherish. Of those moments when you are settling down, you're having a good time, you're traveling, you're doing different things rather than just going to the club, spending your money on anything.
Yeah. I did that. Like, I was the one in line paying $150, $200 to get in because I ain't have an ID because I was 15, 16.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
So I did that shit in my teens, not even the 20s.
I mean, I get that. Get out your system.
But I'm saying, you might not even have, you might just miss that whole situation.
No, but then that's the thing you're going to miss, though. Because, like, nobody's, like, looking back. Like, do you look back on trips and stuff? But you're looking back on trips that you took with, like, your lady.
I mean,
or,
I
your
get,
family or something like that. You're not looking back like, oh, I, you know, the club stuff. Clubs, bars, whatever else. That is for, like, your 20s. Especially, like, your early 20s. You get that out your system. And then by the time it's over, you're like, I don't even want to do that.
And so, he likes you a lot. There you go. He was quiet to you. I was getting a little nervous.
So, I'll say this, right? Just off of what more about Nathan just said, it's like, I feel like compared to y'all, it's like, I'm sort of just going through what y'all went through in y'all 20s.
Right. Like we were just talking about this.
And me and more about Nathan was just talking about this last night. It was like, I'm 30 now and I'm just going through what, you know, y'all went through in y'all 20s. It's like, oh, hey, oh, hi, how are you?
Like what?
Like,
hey, I feel like you were right with me.
I was, but like, it's like now, it's like I just...
The mentality and everything is
right,
different.
Right, the mentality is different. Like before it was just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, I ain't really trying to like, you know, like I'm just...
He's talking about the women's.
Right.
I'm the women. Thank you. Like, yeah, I'm sitting here so confused.
I thought you knew what we was talking about. I'm sorry.
Like, hey, how you doing? I was... But you talking now, to me like that?
Like, now it's just like, oh, hey.
So, we got to elaborate a little bit. Because what do you mean that what you're doing right now is different? It was what I was doing in my 20s.
So, in my 20s, I wasn't necessarily... I wasn't as hungry as I am now.
Ooh, hungry? He was a young cub.
In my 20s, I wasn't like how y'all were. Like...
Hold on, so you said I was very hungry in my 20s?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, this man's spreading rumors.
Fuck yeah, you was hungrier than me.
Yeah, I disagree.
All right, okay, we're going to agree to disagree, but that's fine. Like, in y'all 20s, like, it was like, I would be there, and I'd be, like, in the corner chilling. And y'all be, you know, hey, how you doing, da-da-da, you know. Now it's the polar opposite. Now
I remember
it's
one time we told this man to sit on his hands. You remember that?
I do remember that.
He's doing it now. So, man, he was like, we were trying to put this man to bed. Pause. We were trying to put him to bed. He was a little bit too drunk.
Hey.
And he was like, no, I'm going to be okay.
That was my favorite holiday.
I'm like, all right, you got to sit on. I said, you got to sit on your hands.
We might have to have a live show that night.
What night? What are we talking about?
In December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas, nigga?
Nah, New Year's.
But, in
my house.
But yeah, man.
New what?
New Year's.
New Year.
No, New Year's.
It's only one year that's new, that's coming.
But it's New Year's Eve, so that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, yeah. You gotta say Eve, yeah. Because now you
thought I was one of the ratchet motherfuckers to say
Happy New Year. You could be like Average Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I mean, because.
That's Average Jimmy's.
No, because he said New Year's.
And that's why I said December. I ain't say January.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, take some more of that hen dog, bro.
You said take a shot. Yo, say I got that one.
We take one together. I got about two more left.
Sheesh.
Yo,
I want to know how Eddie likes getting home.
He might have to roll.
I can walk.
But we saying that. But when do y'all guys think is the best time? Like the best when you're in your prime.
Like so, prime and like. Get your shit out is two different things.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person.
I think, but what I'm thinking he's saying is that, like, I feel like he thinks that his 20s is going to be his prime.
I think I'm going to reach my prime in, like, another...
I think I'm hitting 35.
Like, 40. I think at 40, I'm going to hit my prime.
Correct. I think every... Because I just remember when I was...
You know what that is, right?
What?
Child support gone, baby.
Yo, I'm in my prime, yo. No. Y'all gonna look like prime time right there. I'm 40 days, yo. 40
days. When this man don't have paid no child support, we might have to throw him a party. Because this might be crazy.
Man, I'm telling you, but what I was saying is that
I look at shit different. Yeah, I like strip clubs. Now it's like, I don't go there.
I just remember being 20 and was like, yo, 30 old.
Yeah. Now that I'm 30, it's like 30.
I feel like I'm still the youth, man.
This fucking little dude I work with called me OG. Like, he's like, yo, you an OG listening to that? I was like, yo, I'm fucking, I was 29. I was like, I'm 29. Like, you old. I wanted to fight him. Like, I'm used to being, I was always the youngest in the job.
Right.
Same. I was the youngest at every station. Now it's like, motherfuckers coming in 19, 20 years old and shit talking about OG. Don't call me that.
but seriously though, like, and so I don't know. I feel like, you know, like I said, to me 40 now old, but once I get to 40, I'm like, I still feel good.
I don't even think 40 old now. I think once you get like 50, 55.
But when you get 50, you're gonna be like, I still got a lot of life in
it. I hope so.
You know what I mean?
I hope so.
But that's what I'm just saying. So I'm just saying, I just feel like whatever he's doing, I think it's no perfect way to kind of shape out anything. I don't think you should really come up with plans like that. I think you just live, have as much fun as you can. Still grind, be responsible, and do your thing. Again, a lot of my 20s was just making a lot of mistakes that I wish I probably would have missed out on if I just kind of handled things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't regret it, but at the same time, you know, shit happens. But I just think that if you grind and you got a good thing going and, you know, like I said, your friends, that's sometimes that stuff is not even fun stuff. It might not even be the stuff that you're really into. Like I said, I could have miss a couple club outings every once in a while. I could have saved a lot of money by doing some things that I probably could have stacked up on and made things better now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just say, like I said, grind it out, do what you got to do, you know, do what you like to do.
Be comfortable.
Yeah, do what you like to do. Have fun, have your memories, but, you know, like I said, you're not really missing out on anything.
My advice to him would be comfortable in your own skin. And it's that simple.
I don't know. I just know the way I look at the club now from where I used to look at the club then, it's totally different.
Same with me. Yeah, just do whatever suits you. Don't try to please. You don't owe nobody nothing. And if you got them quote-unquote friends that get an attitude because you decide to do a productive thing besides coming out to a club night with them, they're not your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Slide that stuff is fake. Instagram fake. People just got a good setup. That
shit for likes. Nobody got time for
and nobody
that.
In the background.
Just
like
them chicks in LA.
Yeah, they got 100,000, like 100 million followers and shit. And then you get there and they got to blow up and talk about, let me pump it up.
Exactly. Like, and that's bitch. One thing, too, though. You make a good point is that, you know, like I said, a lot of people look like they having a really good time, but they going home with some fucked up shit.
It's all for show.
On that point,
for people they don't know.
On that point, I know everybody has seen this moment. Y'all know I love the people watch. I love being out somewhere and you see somebody pull out their phone for their story or their live and all of a sudden the people around them act like they're having a good ass time and you know the 5 minutes before that,
they go right back.
As soon as the phone go back down, they go back to not talking, not doing nothing, not turning, not going, hey.
And then you got,
I hate that shit.
You got niggas in the deal like, y'all lit, I need to hang with y'all. No, you don't, bro. Don't you have more fun playing Madden in the crib with the homie.
They're not doing anything.
What the fuck they doing right now? Because they be like this. They all like that as soon as the camera come out.
Oh, exactly. Every single time.
Perception is everything.
Right. All right, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. You want to wrap it up? Eddie for likes?
I mean...
what's your last word? Give him a last word for the day.
I already said what I need to say. It's just like, you know, be comfortable in your own skin. Like, that's all I got. I'm going to wrap it up. That's it. You know, I got it.
No, we just messing with you. We just messing with you, Eddie for likes. Anything else before we roll out of here?
All
right. I think everybody a little lit tonight.
Oh, we done?
Yeah, we done.
Damn, that shit was quick.
I think you were asleep half the time. but yeah, check out our social media.
Follow me, Eddie, for likes.
I'll put out social media in the bio so I don't fuck it up right now.
It's drunk_words_sober Is it another underscore?
Yeah. Yes. Thoughts underscore.
Thoughts underscore.
Yes. Check us out. Let us know. DM us if you want any merch. If you want to ask a drunk guy, put that up in the DMs too. We happy to answer any question that you need.
I'm still trying to find Bang, so you know.
Oh, damn. Oh, you
for the love of Eddie, it's about to be a spinoff of the podcast.
Check you
know.
Out. We should put you up front. You know, people right now, they just log it off.
Sec, now I'm playing.
But yeah, check us out.
I'm a special producer.
Check out the playlist on Apple Music, the Drunk Worthy with Sober Thoughts playlist. Search all that good stuff.
You know how to go.
They
know what to do.
Yep. I think now we got loyal listeners. I think they've been on it every single time. But for new listeners, go back a couple episodes and you'll know how to play. Other than that, everybody say peace.
Peace.